Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yod. We're starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah, Achna Shutvin, and Vilna Source Daf. It's all the way at the end of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah all the way at the end, they told us, Achna Shutvin, Shechayavin Makalbain, Paturim Meister Behema, Shechayavin Meister Behema, Paturim Makalbain. That we have brothers who are partners, which means that they originally inherited their father's estate, then they divided it, and then they rejoined as partners. When they're Chayavin the Kalbain, they're Paturim Meister Behema. When they're Chayavin Meister Behema, they're Paturim from the Kalbain. Namely, as we just said, they inherited their father, divided the estate, rejoined his business partners. So if they give one shekel for the both of them, a kolbein is necessary because it's no different than two separate people giving. However, regarding new animals that they received as the Yerusha, these are not chayv and meister behema because when they divided the estate, in essence, they're like lekuchais, buyers, purchasing from each other. Why is that? Well, because each one deserves half the estate, but that's undefined. We don't know which half they deserve. So when Reuven takes something defined for himself and Shimon takes something else, it's as if they're, so to speak, buying and selling to each other. And we know that a new animal, which is purchased, does not need Meister Behema separated. So now we just clarify this. Amar Blazer. Blazer says, they only consider Lekucha as buyers if when they did this division of the estate, they divided young goats corresponding to older ones and older ones corresponding to younger ones. If when they did the split, they just took all the young goats and divided them 50-50 and all the older ones and divided them 50-50. So it turns out that's his chelek from the offset. In other words, when Reuven takes one type of animal and Shimon takes the other, then it's considered like they're buying from each other, they're lekuchas, because really each one deserves 50% of every single type of animal. So when Reuven takes all the gediyim and Shimon takes all the tiyashim, that's like they're buying from each other, mamea they're like lekuchas, and then they're not chayv and meister behema. However, if they divide each type of animal 50-50, then that's considered like it was always their portion that was coming to them from the estate, and then it's still considered like it's the estate's animal, and then these animals are chayv and meister behema. However, Amar Biechan, he argues, afilu chalku gediyim keneged gediyim, utiyashim keneged tiyashim, even if they divided each type of animal 50-50, kilakucha is saying they're still considered like lakuchas, like they're buying from each other. That's because Rabbi Yochanan holds ein breira. There's no retroactive clarification. When the father died, even though each one of them deserves 50%, we still don't know which 50% is theirs, and only later on when that's determined, we say, okay, that was only determined later on. It's still considered like they're buying these animals from each other, and they're not chayv and meister behema. This like we learned later, something which was purchased and given as a present, pater meister behema, is pater for meister behema. Now we have three lines which, according to some, is taken out of the Girsa. We have brothers, partners. When they're chayv in a kolbein, they're pater for meister behema. When is this? That's when they divided the father's estate and then rejoined his partners. Where chayv meister behema pater in a kolbein? When is it that they're chayv in meister behema and pater from kolbein? If they didn't divide the estate yet. Now we have a question. Why does the Mishnah say as follows? Why does it only mention the two cases that we've been discussing and not the following two cases? Sometimes the brothers are going to be chayiv both in the kolbein and meister behema, and upam shein patur mizom mizeh. Sometimes they're going to be potter from both the kolbein and meister behema. And hey chavida, how would this work? And pay attention to the gears to change. Chalkos hanachasim v'loy chalkos habehema chayiv mizeh mizeh. If they divide the nachasim, they divided the rest of the state, but they did not divide the animals, so they're chayiv in both. That's because dividing the state and then paying the machsa shekel, it's like two separate people are paying machsa shekel. So even though they give it with one coin, they still have to add in a kolbein. But since they didn't divide the animals, they're still considered belonging to the estate. So Mela, they're chayv and meister behema, and chalkos habehema v'loy chalkos hanachasim. If they divided the animals and they didn't divide the nachasim, p'tur mizar mizeh, they're pater from both because dividing the animals makes them like lekuchais, and they're pater from meister behema. And not dividing the estate means that when they take money from the estate to be used for the machsa shekel, so it's not chayv and a kolbein either. So why do we list these two cases? And we don't have an answer to this, but we just have a clarification. Amar Rav Manah. Rav Manah says hadadat amar, this would only work b'shaloy hoisa behema roiv. That's only if the animals are not the majority of the estate. Avol hoisa behema roiv. If the animals are the majority of the estate, hein ikron chasov, then that's considered the whole estate, and then it is considered like they divided the money. You can't say they divided the animals, but not the money. If the majority of the estate is the animals, that's considered like dividing it. Now, the Gemara Yudom and Beis on top asks a question. Rav Avin Amar, Rav Shammai Bai, Bebnei Shasison Ka'atim Echad Eitzel Meister Behema At Paitroim Na Kolbein. Just because you're making them like one person regarding Meister Behema, you're pattering him from Kolbein. How could that be? If they're considered like one person from Meister Behema, so why are we saying that in regards to Machsa Shekel, they're like one person, they don't have to pay a Kolbein? At the end of the day, it's two people paying, so they should have to give the kolbein. So Amar Leih, he responded, Loi Shanyahi, is in this case different? True Noisin Selach HaShlema. He's giving one Selah, which is one coin for the two of them. That's why they shouldn't have to pay the kolbein. We asked Beata if this is so. Afilu Chalk of Chazim Mishtatu, then it should be that even if they divided, they split the estate, and then they rejoined as a partnership, Chayav Meister Behemah with Turmina Kolbein, which is their Chayav Meister Behemah Potter from the kolbein. But Utanin, the Mishnah says, Chayav Mekolbein Turmina Meister Behemah. Why would that be? So Rabba says, B'Shem Rav Barhuna, Hishnei Achim Shashu Savi Chamien, Hishne Gis, and Shiashras Chamien, that this case of two brothers inheriting their father is no different than two brothers-in-law inheriting their father-in-law, and we know the two brothers-in-law don't inherit their father-in-law. The only way they're able to get their father-in-law's money is if their wives were, let's say, sisters with no brothers, their father-in-law dies, so their wives inherit their father. Then, when their wives die, the male are inheriting what their wives had received from their father-in-law. But it's not like inheriting their father-in-law, and two brothers inheriting their father are the same thing. Once they divided the estate and they rejoined, it's not like they're going back to the original situation, and so it's totally new. Now, we end up the parak with something different. Where do these kalbanos go? What's done with them? A person comes, he has to give his kalban, sometimes even maybe two kalbanos, depending on how much money is being used, so it's his extra money being added on. Where does all that extra money go? So we have machlekes. Rameir Meir says, l'shkalim. It goes into the box where all the machzah shekels are going. Since Rameir holds his da'i raisa, it's part of the machzah shekel, so it just goes with the machzah shekel. Now Rablazar says, l'ndava. It goes to karbanos l'ndava, which are also known as kaitzah mizbeach. Sometimes when the base mikdash is not so busy, there's not anything brought on the mizbeach, and that's not proper to leave the mizbeach idle. So there was a fund called the Nadava Fund, where they would use money to buy karbanos oila to always keep the mizbeach busy, so to speak. And that's what these karbanos were used for. Now Rav Shimon Shazuria, he says, rikua zav v'tzipoy lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. They were used for these plates of hammered out gold. They were meant as a cover for the kodesh kadoshim. That's what these karbanos went for. And Benase says, shochanin hayu natlanosan b'scharon, that the money changers, the people that sat collecting all the machzah shekel, they took them as their fee. And v'yashayim, some say, loitzaz drachim, it was their travel expenses when they're packing up shop and taking all the machzah shekels that they had received on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash and bringing them to the Beis HaMikdash. So these kolbanos were used as their travel expenses. Hadron Olach Becher Ba'adar, Mazlar finishing the first parak of Masechet Shkalim, just like Masechet finished this parak together. We should Masechet finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.